City's favorite, KC 107.7 FM. The sound that sets you free.
We are back, and as promised during the Casey at Work show, we finally got our hands on Jason Falcon, the CEO of Tygerberg's Children's Hospital, and he's here to discuss the golf day and everything he knows about what's going on today. So, hello, Jason. How are you today?
I'm cold and wet. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Just before he came and joined us, we were complaining about how cold and rainy it is, but we're here for a great initiative, so we won't complain. So my first question for you today, Jason, is who are you and what do you do at the Tygerberg's Children's Hospital?
So my name is Jason Falcon. I'm the CEO of the Tygerberg Hospital Children's Trust. It's an organization that supports all of Tygerberg Hospital's children's. Which is 60% of the Western Cape's footprint falls to Tygerberg Hospital. Mm-hmm. And at the hospital itself, there are 11 floors mm-hmm. of children's wards.
Wow.
Our organization supports all of those kids.
Wow, that's amazing. So before we started the interview, you told me about walking around the fields and watching the game. How's it going out there?
Well, the guys are in good spirits.
Okay.
Obviously, everyone's complaining about the wet conditions, but... It's good. Golf is, as it turns out, it's never a rainy day for them.
Yes.
They're out there in good spirit, hitting balls around, and obviously for the worthy cause.
Yeah, of course. So today, what are you guys hoping to achieve?
So we have this golf day every year.
Okay.
It's around two things. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's around raising funds for the work that we do at the hospital. Mm-hmm. But almost more importantly, it's also about connecting with the business community,
yes.
Who have influence in this region,
mm-hmm.
and drawing them within our friend circle to help us solve the many challenges that we face for our kids at the hospital.
Yeah, so I know the guys on the field are not complaining. This is their passion. They're happy to be here. But tell us what prizes are to be won and what can we offer the people today?
Oh, there's some great prizes. Firstly, everyone gets a goodie bag.
Yes, I got mine.
Oh,
I'm very thankful.
First in the queue, probably. So, very nice goodie bags. Mm-hmm. We have top 10 prizes for the guys playing today.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful prizes from our sponsors, from Woolworths, from Schmidhauser, from various wine farms around the area.
Yes.
So... yeah, the guys are in for a treat,
yes.
in terms of prizes.
Ooh.
And then we also have a wonderful raffle prize. It's
yes.
it's a leather golf bag from Callaway.
Ooh.
It's a high-end golf bag.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys have their eyes on that for the raffle prize for the raffle draw later.
Yes.
And then of course we have some wonderful auction pieces for later in the evening.
Oh, so you guys are going to have an auction tonight?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Oh, that's probably going to be one hell of a good event to be part of. So this is a fundraiser. It's not just a golf day today. Are there any fundraisers that you guys have and other activities that you do to raise funds for the hospital?
Yeah, so we are 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year fundraising.
Yeah, okay.
We wake up and go to sleep fundraising every
okay.
day. Even knowing that no matter how much fundraising we do, we'll never be able to raise enough to address all of the challenges.
Yes.
And realistically, probably not in our lifetime. So it's an always-on situation for us. Golf Day is one of it. We also fundraise through other events, through CSI initiatives, where mm-hmm. companies can donate to us in exchange for Section 18A certificates, because we are a PBO organization. So they can get a tax break at the end for the donation, and many companies do that. Also, we write for grants. Mm-hmm. There are many grant-making that support us, both locally and internationally. So, yeah, like I say, many, many streams of fundraising, and it's an always-on situation for us.
Yeah. So if we have any listeners today who would really love to get involved into this initiative and help out, how can they get involved? What are your socials? Where can they apply to be a part of the fundraising?
So we have a great initiative called the Arch 90
okay.
Patronage Campaign, which mm-hmm. we started this month, the beginning of this month, on Youth Day.
Yeah.
And it is a easy way for lots of people to get involved with the trust. It's a subscription, simple 90 rand a month subscription,
okay.
and you become a patron, just like the Archbishop Tutu was a patron for us,
yes.
and carry on the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, for your 90 Rand every month, there's a prize. Okay. So, you know, it's not like it's just a patron is a good feeling, mm-hmm. but you're also going to win something every month. So we're trying to raise 9,000 people signed up as Arch 90 subscribers. If you go to our website, which is tigerbergchildren.org.za, find the Arch 90 page, sign up, become a member.
And what are your social media accounts that we can follow just to keep updated with everything?
So Tigerberg Children, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, also LinkedIn if you're that way inclined.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for joining us today. This was a wonderful conversation. We're grateful to be here. And I'm really happy to be involved in something like this. And I urge the public to please help the THCT out, the Tiger Bulls Children's Hospital Trust. And they are givers, so why not give back to the givers? You know what I mean? But thank you so much, and I hope everything goes well today.
Oh, an absolute pleasure, and thanks so much for Radio KC for being our partner for this day. And to you many listeners out there, we all fall in the same footprint of Tigerberg Hospital. These are our kids, so let's support our kids and sign up for Arch 90.
Well, if you just joined us, that was Jason Falcon, the CEO of the Tiger Bulls Children's Hospital Trust. And it was a lovely conversation. So if you missed out, I'm so sorry for you. But you can still stay tuned and find out throughout the day what we're going to be doing here and what's happening. Stay engaged. But now we're going to take it back to the music, of course. And when we come back, we will be giving you more.